We got caught by a big surprise. I was a younger lieutenant in the 35th Brigade. This was the paratroopers brigade of Israel, the renowned brigade. I was the second in command of the medical platoon of that brigade. I got caught. I arrived home on Friday.
So they actually sent you home for Yom Kippur?
No,
from the army.
Erev Yom Kippur.
Erev Yom Kippur, Friday, they sent you home for the Yom Kippur.
Yes, yes. I arrived home and I just came home. Didn't have time to put my gun and take a shower or eat. And the phone rang and they called me straight back. We were a top unit and they called us straight back. I went back to our base, to our headquarters in Tel Nof, and we sat there for about a day, and the next day we were flown, the whole brigade, part of the brigade, Battalion 890, the brigade commander Uzi Eiri, his number two was the late Amnon Lipkin Shachak, and Itzik Mordechai, the battalion commander of 890. The whole unit was flown to Ras Sudar, a battalion that was hit in the battle on the Chinese farm. Itzik Mordechai was the commander. Later on, Itzik became the defense minister of Israel, received the bravery award for his action in this battle, mainly for being able to recover his troops and continue the war after the difficult night of the 16th and 17th of October.
You told us that you were caught back. I mean, you arrived home, no time for a shower or even to eat. You were back in the army, Erev Yom Kippur, Friday night. Where did you go?
Well, our unit was flown the next day to Ras Sudar. Ras Sudar is where the oil fields of Egypt and Israel were. We were sent to guard that area. And in the first 10 days of the war, we fought in the area of Ras Sudar against Egyptian attacks on the fields. And we were simply fighting a defensive war. Our platoon was the medical platoon of the unit, and we had some casualties, not many. And we waited there until the 15th of October. On the 15th of October, we received a mission, and the mission was a very important mission. It was a commando operation behind the Egyptian lines. It was called Green Light, Or Yarok. And this was supposed to be one of the most important commando operations because it was supposed to attack the main supply chain of the Egyptians that were driving towards the canal in Sinai and to push towards Cairo. That mission was cancelled and our forces were sent back to Refidim towards the battle on the Chinese farm.
So what, it was aborted in the last minute?
It was aborted in the last minute. It was supposed to be the commando operation of the war. It was supposed to change the face of the war, and it was aborted. Our unit was split, and part of the unit was sent again to Refidim, later on to the Chinese farm area on the road, which is called Akavish Tirtur, to battle against the Egyptian tank hunters, which we were told are shooting at our forces that are heading towards the Suez Canal.
So that was an old farm that got the name Chinese Farm because there was some, it used to be, I think that the Japanese helped the Egyptians establish that farm, and there was some writing in Japanese on the walls.
That's correct. That's
so they decided to call it the Chinese Farm because they didn't know the difference between Japanese characters and Chinese.
That's correct. So on the map, it was coded as the Chinese farm, but it wasn't, of course. And later on, we saw it as another minor fault of the intelligence, because we had no intelligence at all walking into this battle or going into this battle. There was very little information about the enemy that is digged deep inside the trenches of the Chinese farm. This was an Egyptian division, heavily armed, and our forces basically went not knowing what they will face.
So you didn't have any artillery backing you?
Battalion 890 went walking, like walking in the desert on the night of a full night moon, dark uniform on white sand. The Egyptians that were digged there waited for our forces to approach, and they hit in the first few hours. They killed most of the officers, most of the platoon commanders, most of the officers, because they could see the ranks.
There were heavy, heavy casualties.
And
there
were throughout that night, there were 42 casualties, dead soldiers, and over 100 injured in the battle.
And what was your role?
I was making my way between the Refidim airport where our forces landed on a command car with the medical equipment of the unit towards the battlefield, towards the Chinese farm, because I was told that the forces have already hit and that we have quite a lot of casualties. And I managed to ride into the Chinese farm very late at night, early in the morning of the 17th of October, to rescue and help, to do whatever I could with the equipment, to help my colleagues, my doctors, our fighters.
Dr. Ephraim Sne describes you, I've read an Israeli article in the Israeli paper, that he said that they were quite desperate because they didn't have enough medicine. Everything, they ran out, and there were so many dead, wounded soldiers. And he describes that suddenly, out of nowhere, he writes, Ilan Skolniki arrived on a command car full of incredible goodies. Tell us, what did you bring there?
40 years later, we can tell the story that basically I was left on the runways of the airport Refidim, the military airport Refidim, and I was again found without means of transportation. So I managed to get hold of a command car, a large jeep, and with my soldiers, we loaded all the medical equipment, including the liquids, and we headed towards the Chinese farm.
And that saved 55. A lot of life.
In Ephraim words, he said that someone was an angel, so an angel came and saved them. It's true, because without liquid, without blood replacement, many wouldn't survive. So it was part of our job, it was part of what we did, to help the doctors, to help the soldiers.
We are talking to Ilan Skolniki, that was in the Yom Kippur War. I wanted to ask you about the special reunion you had in Jerusalem.
There was a reunion of the platoon, the medics, the soldiers, the commanders. They have never met before. In the past 40 years, everybody has gone their own way. The reunion in Jerusalem on Givat Tachmoshet was absolutely very emotional. Everybody came, doctors that are now professors, businessmen, fathers, grandfathers. They all came to Jerusalem, and we had a very nice reunion, including photos which were taken by some of the doctors that came with cameras there. Professor Arnold Licht, that came from Los Angeles, came with a bunch of photos. Everybody saw what really happened there, because we've never spoken about it, never met, never seen the sceneries since that October 73. And now we have what to show to our grandchildren, to our family, to whoever is interested to know what really happened there.
Ilan Skolniki, thank you so much for sharing your memories with us.